This is BUA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terror group's Afghan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137 people, but Kremlin officials, including President Vladimir Putin, are accusing Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Russia hit western Ukraine with missiles early Sunday, according to Kyiv, in a major airstrike that saw one Russian cruise missile briefly fly into Polish airspace, according to Warsaw. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
Air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv after a wave of Russian missile strikes against Ukraine on Sunday. Residents made their way into subway stations to seek shelter. Kyiv said the airstrikes struck critical infrastructure in western Ukraine and that air defenses destroyed about a dozen missiles over the capital. One Russian cruise missile briefly flew into Polish airspace and stayed there for 39 seconds, according to Poland's defense minister. Russia has been pounding Ukraine for days in attacks portrayed by Moscow as revenge for Ukrainian attacks carried out during Russia's presidential election.
That's Reuters Trevor.